Wangari Maathai liked to tell a fable about a mythical forest fire. All the animals froze in fear, except the hummingbird, who eagerly brought water to stop the flames. The other animals told the hummingbird she couldn't fix it with her tiny droplets. And the hummingbird replied, "I must do the best I can do." Like that hummingbird, Wangari always did the best she could do. And Wangari's best helped reforest Africa, restore Kenyan democracy, and it made her the first African to win a Nobel Peace Prize. Hello and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Spotify original from Parcast. I'm your host, Dan Cummins. You can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast shows for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. Wangari Maathai grows up in Kenya with a deep appreciation for nature and animals. She loves playing in fresh streams and watching tadpoles. Wangari takes her love of nature to the USA, where she studies biology and gets a master's. Then, returning to Kenya, she enrolls in the University of Nairobi and studies veterinary anatomy. In 1971, she becomes the first woman from East or Central Africa to get a PhD and gets work as a professor, becoming Kenya's first female professor. Crazy that is so recent. Wangari is troubled by how much Kenya has changed while she's been studying. Industrialization, pollution, and political corruption have all become major problems. She joins the National Council of Women of Kenya. She learns that the effects of industrialization on the environment is plaguing women all over Kenya. Many are now struggling to get enough water, fuel, and shelter for their households and children to survive. Something has to change. In 1977, she founds the Greenbelt Movement. The plan? Pay Kenyan women a small fee for every tree they plant on their farms or in public land in their community. Her plan combines reforestation with an economic stimulus effort. As the movement grows, planting thousands of trees, Wangari realizes that planting trees is not enough to solve Kenya's problems. Other issues need to be addressed. In 1989, Wangari and the GBM protest land grabs by real estate developers, specifically a plan to turn Uhuru Park into a massive complex including government buildings and a shopping mall. This pits her against the president of Kenya himself, Daniel Arap Moi. President in name alone, he's a dictator, and he wants a fancy office in Nairobi's green space. This fight puts a target on Wangari's back. She gets beaten up by hired goons. She doesn't stop. She gets thrown in prison more than once, still doesn't stop. She gets right back out and protests. She even gets targeted for assassination. But she won't let that stop her either. Wangari and her supporters write letters and make a fuss for months until February of 1990, when they get the building complex plans to be abandoned. Uhuru Park stands. No high-rise apartments, no new Capitol building. A big win. But Wangari and the Greenbelt Movement's fight is far from over. They know the only way to really create lasting change in Kenya is to instill democracy. They must take down dictator president Arap Moi, who's been in office now for over 20 years. They help motivate thousands of Kenyans to protest and vote him out. Wangari encourages free and fair elections, running for parliament herself in 2001. 2002, Daniel Arap Moi is finally removed from power. Wangari Maathai gets 98% of the vote and is appointed to parliament. 98%! Truly beloved by the Kenyan people. In 2004, Wangari wins the Nobel Peace Prize for actions to promote sustainable development, democracy, and peace, including the planting of over 30 million trees. The tree now becomes the Kenyan symbol for challenging abuse of power and corruption. Wangari died in 2011. But she left a powerful legacy. Today, the Green Belt Movement has planted over 51 million trees. Kenya remains a democracy, and Uhuru Park is still a beautiful green space in Kenya. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other Parcast shows, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For more information on Wangari Maathai, check out her book, Unbowed, a Memoir. For this episode, we found the coverage by the Nobel Prize Foundation also incredibly helpful. And you can find more of me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify or by checking out my true crime, history, and more podcast, Timesuck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. Come back for more incredibleness tomorrow. Incredible Feats is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo, with associate sound design by Kevin McAlpine. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff and Maggie Admire. Fact-checking by Kara Mackerling. Research by Umbika Chotera, Jay Cahio, and Mickey Taylor. Incredible Feats stars Dan Cummins.